we have stories of people that they are surviving day to day. They do not know where the next meal comes from. And so as the Alliance, we have rallied around each other. We have actually sought out state resources. Last week, I was at a food drive because I was a I went to volunteer at a food drive because I had told, you know, the residents, the stranded residents here in Washington, hey, come to this food drive. I will be there. And, you know, they had wonderful services provided in the state of California, you know, in terms of testing. This is how you protect yourself. So we have had to rely on the state resources because we have no type of lifeline from our own government. So the things that we have had to do, food distribution, testing, visa application, these are some of the services and other resources. So meanwhile, you know, with $170 million with the COVID that American Samoa has had, the stranded residents have not seen a penny of that.